Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick 10-15 minute max postal rap session today. Because I promised my local president that I would give him a little attention this week. Well, let me tell you the attention that I want to give to him. The attention that I want to give to him is I want to make sure my branch understands that Bit McLemore, in my opinion, is just not the guy to lead this union any longer. And from what I'm hearing from folks who've been around way longer than I have, he hasn't been that guy for quite some time now. Now, he's taken a personal exception to not liking me, which I guess I'm all right with. Well, I ain't got no choice but be all right with it because he's the local president. And unfortunately, the national gives local president this unlimited power that they can pretty much do whatever it is they want to do. And nobody's really going to question that. So you can't fight City Hall from the outside. So here's my thing to Bit. I think you know, and well as I know, and a lot of members in 304 are starting to come into the knowledge of, I'm going to replace you as local president. But until that happens, I mean, we can still, no, I guess we can't really coexist as human beings. And you demonstrated that the other day with your office visit. I want to tell a Bip story right now to all the listeners. And maybe, just maybe, you'll understand why, as a leader, we have to vote this man out of office. Here we go, quick story. Everybody knows I'm currently on suspension behind some nonsense, and I'll say that forever. Nonetheless, I am suspended. Well, my suspension deals with, as per the local president Bip, I can't have any interactions with stewards. I can't make any management meetings on behalf of 304. I can have no input into grievances whatsoever. This is how he treats an elected branch president. So in the mail, I get a packet of request forms for some T-shirts and an apron. And I want to say that again because I want everybody to understand we are not talking about some strategic nuclear launch codes. We're talking about a T-shirt and an apron. So headquarters, Bip's office, sends it to me, my mailbox, so I get it. Now, let me tell you something. The day I got it, I'm looking around. Now, I see where the replacement union staff have signs about the building saying, come to the union office. But listen, I run a union that my union stewards, again, we cater more to our members. I'm not one of those presidents that like to see situations or contract violations take place and I wait for a member to come to me. No, I try to train and educate as well as motivate the stewards that are on my staff that when we see that, we go and attack that. We take that, we are the front line, so to speak, for our members. My stewards probably file more grievances than my members file because if I had my way, that's how I train and that's how I like to instruct stewards to behave. So anyway, I get these forms. I go out on the work floor and I give them to employees. And you could tell over 95% of them, this is the first time they ever heard of that. Now, again, I didn't say that the replacement staff didn't advertise it, but you have to learn how to connect with your members. So night one, I go out and I'm getting people to sign these forms because I'm going to fax them into local headquarters. Well, two of the stewards, and I'm not going to mention their names, get upset, highly upset. And I'm sorry, if you do any soul searching to the two stewards that are listening to this podcast, because I know you're listening. All I want to say to you is this. If you had done what you were supposed to do, then the situation that took place with me offering request forms to members would have never happened. It could have never come to fruition because you had already taken care of it. But you do, as I always say you do, you sit back and you don't give the members the attention that I think. Now, again, I think, and as a president, I have a say in that, that they deserve. So night one, I fill out about 50 forms while driving around doing my job. I fill out about 50 forms. I scan them. I send them to the local president. I check them against, you know, I make sure that they are good to go. In other words, they're dues-paying members. And I send it to the local president. Now, again, I'm talking about some aprons and a T-shirt. Well, BIP responds back to me with, I sent you those in error. Do not canvass anybody else. Now, again, I'm saying, you know what, BIP, you just heart set on, if Kenny Hines can do anything good for Columbus, you want to make sure that don't happen. So now you go tell your stewards not to accept the forms that the members filled out with their branch president, suspended or not. I still hold that title. And by me circulating or canvassing those forms, it did not violate in any manner any aspect of that nonsense suspension that you had me on. Again, I'm still trying to understand that, but I don't violate that. So now what you have the stewards do is tell all the members that the form that they received and signed with their branch president is no good. We've got other forms. Well, again, if those other forms were handy, the forms that the branch president received from the local president would have never made it into circulation. But I will say this, though. And the stewards, they're too, again, they can't see the forest for the trees. You tell me I'm not a good leader. But I'll say this to you, and again, this is just one example, because we'll be talking every day this week. You sat back. I'm talking to the replacement stewards now under the direction of BIP McLemore. All of you sat back. You did nothing for those members. And when Kenny Hines came out, President Hines came out and started canvassing and showing concern to the members, you know what you did? You talked smack about me. But the next day, every single one of you were handing out those forms. Like you should have done when you first came into the knowledge of them. But again, just what I said to you before about the replacement staff not being a good staff in my eyes, and I'll say it again. And again, if you ask a lot of your members, they'll tell you the same thing. But under the leadership of Kenny Hines, and you can call it misleadership, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but I came, I was given an opportunity to serve our members, I put those forms out. Your jealous nature caused you to become upset. But what little intellect you do have gave you enough reason to say, you know what, I don't like Ken Hines, but he sure was getting that thing accomplished. So guess what? I will follow Ken Hines. I'm going to follow what he did. But amongst everybody else, I'm going to keep knocking him in the dirt. So you can take that how you want to take it, BIP. You can tell your stewards to tell the members that my forms are not authorized, they're not valid. But I'll tell you this, I sent them to you, I scanned them to you, the Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer. It would be nice, it would be nice if you honored those and not penalize members, again, because you're only spending their own money on them, and not penalize members for following directions of their branch president. And now you want to show your hateful nature by trying to make them think it wasn't authorized. I think that's just even lower than you normally go, BIP. So, hey, Columbus, that's what's going on right now. Well, we got the branch up in the tizzy over the branch president because I passed out some forms for T-shirts and apron. Hey, folks, listen to me. And I'm saying this to all my members in Columbus, all right? Even those who are convinced that I'm not the right person for the job. All I'm saying is, if you give me an opportunity, we can still fix this. Even with that staff of replacements, because even before when I came in, I couldn't replace anybody. But even with that staff of replacement, what you showed me yesterday or 2 days ago, by following my example with those forms being given to the members, that if you had good leadership, maybe we can be a strong union again. So, hey, Bip, there's nothing you're going to do again to stop my go. I'm going to work for the members in any capacity that I can, or right up to the point that they elect me as their next local and branch president. So I'll talk to you tomorrow with another current and very interesting saga in the things that President McLemore does or don't do for our union that should give us more than sufficient reasons to vote him out of office. Kenny Hodge, 2020. I'm out.